If you're ready to lose weight, Noom Weight can help. Our weight loss program uses the latest in psychology and behavioral science to help you better understand your relationship with food and build long-lasting habits. And the best part is, you decide how Noom fits into your life. We won't tell you what you can or can't eat. Instead, we'll give you the knowledge and tools you need to make informed choices that fit your lifestyle. Start your trial at Noom.com/habit. That's Noom.com/habit.
Hi, and welcome to the Shoot From the Heart podcast with me, Diane Bell. If you want to write a script, make a movie, or quite simply live an abundant and creatively fulfilled life, you are in the right place. Each week, I'll share with you tips, techniques, and real-world information that will inspire and empower you on your path. Thank you so much for joining me. I am rooting for you all the way. Let's do this. Hello, beautiful and amazing screenwriters, filmmakers, creative souls, and welcome to episode 13 of the Shoot From the Heart podcast. This is going to be a kind of weird episode because, let's face it, the world is pretty weird right now. Everything has kind of gone crazy. I am recording this on Tuesday, March 17th, the day before I'm going to share it. This is 2020, obviously. I'm just saying that for future reference. If you're listening to this in 2025 and thinking, well, what was going on? When was this? This is March 17th, 2020. And the world has gone kind of bonkers in the last week. It's really a different world than it was a few days ago. I had a different plan for what I was going to record this week, but it just felt so irrelevant in the present moment and just not where my head or my heart is. And so instead, I just want to talk about what is going on right now, how it affects us as filmmakers and screenwriters and creative people, how to protect ourselves, how to grow from this, how to thrive, even in the face of this terrible time and this real adversity. First of all, I hope you're all well. I really, really hope that you have not been adversely affected on a physical level and that you and your loved ones are keeping yourselves well. And really, my heart and thoughts and prayers go to anyone who is suffering from an illness right now. My hearts and thoughts and prayers also go to those people who are suffering in other ways. Obviously, right now in America, I live in Denver, Colorado. We have just declared a situation whereby the restaurants are closed for 8 weeks. And I just keep thinking about what it would be like to be a waiter or waitress in one of these places right now. I worked in the restaurant industry for years. It's how I sustained myself for many years. And I could not have lived without a paycheck for more than 2 weeks. That would have been impossible. I never had any money saved. I live paycheck to paycheck. And I'm just thinking of those people. I have no idea. I hope there's some way that others in our community can step up and help them, including myself, and that there's some organized way to do that. Because my heart aches for all the people who are going to, you know, and who are already very financially hurt. I know a lot of people have lost their jobs. It's a pretty shocking moment where you realize that things that we take for granted and things that are certain can just dissolve overnight. So, all that being said, I want to talk also about the filmmakers and the filmmaking community, because I know also filmmakers have been extremely hard hit. I personally know three filmmakers who had films that were scheduled to premiere at festivals just now, South by Southwest and then Tribeca, and those festivals have been canceled, clearly. Devastating for these filmmakers. Absolutely devastating. It's so hard to comprehend the idea that you work for years trying to get your movie made, you get it made, you then, you know, try to get into festivals, you're submitting, you get accepted to like an amazing festival and you'll be so excited and so happy. And obviously you stop submitting to other festivals at that point. And then you discover that the festival isn't happening. It's hard to fathom like where you would be, what you would do, what your next steps are. And of course, the festivals themselves, I'm deeply concerned for, because without having an income, without having a festival this year, you know, a lot of them will suffer. It's really hard to see how they can sustain themselves. In addition to that, obviously, I know some filmmakers whose productions have either been called off, some who are in production already filming and they had to cancel, they stopped, and so forth. I mean, it's just devastating on so many levels. People whose films are releasing right now and suddenly all the movie theaters are closed. There's so many implications. Now, I'm not saying all this to sort of like just heighten that sense of, oh my gosh, this is like the worst thing ever and no one's going to survive it. I strongly believe we will be fine. I strongly believe we will come out of this, and perhaps we'll come out of this better than we went into it. Perhaps we'll learn from this. Perhaps we'll grow in unexpected ways. One thing that's really clear from this crisis to me is it demonstrates beyond anything that I've experienced in my life how deeply interconnected we all are. You can't build walls, you know. There's no way to make ourselves separate. We're all in this together. And I think that's become so clear in this. And I think that's a very powerful and beautiful thing, that we realize we are one in the truest, deepest sense. We are one, and we have to look out for each other and support each other however we can, because our well-being is dependent upon the well-being of others. And I'm saying this as I'm sitting in my house, you know, in self-quarantine. I'm not quarantined entirely. I haven't come into contact with anybody who has tested positive, and I've had very limited contact with the outside world. So I'm still going out occasionally and so forth. I'm not like an intense one, but definitely cutting down the social interactions at the moment. To be honest, my social interactions were pretty cut down anyway, because as some of you might know, I just moved house last week. And moving house is sort of like just you're hunkered down in your own house anyway for a few days. I'm sitting here in this room, and maybe this podcast will sound different because I'm in a completely different place recording this. I don't have a desk yet, so I'm like holding the microphone. And if you can just picture, I'm sitting on this one armchair. There's a sofa next to me, and it's like covered with garbage bags full of, I don't know what, sheets and bed covers and things like that. And then there's just like, you know, random toys everywhere. And then just cardboard boxes, lots and lots of cardboard boxes full of things. Oh my gosh, it's chaos. I think the thing is, in life, chaos is inevitable. Impermanence is inevitable. Everything changes all the time. Everything has the possibility of changing. And this is such an important thing to embrace as a filmmaker or as a creative person. When you're making a movie, unexpected things will happen all the time. Not normally unexpected on the level of film festivals getting canceled. Not normally unexpected on the level of you're shooting your movie and suddenly there's a global pandemic and you have to cancel the shoot. I gotta admit, that's pretty unexpected and pretty like high level unexpected. But there's always going to be different levels of unexpectedness. And the thing is, we don't control everything that happens. We don't control any of it, really. We're not in control, right? Control is just the illusion. Control is something that we wish we had, but we don't have. And I don't think we would want to have it, really, when you think about it. But what we do control always is how we respond to things. And I know that when you're shooting a film or when you're making something or when you're working on a big project, you have to always just try to tune into your big picture mind, your big mind. You would have meltdowns and nervous breakdowns if you didn't, you know? And maybe that is your path, you know, to have meltdowns and nervous breakdowns. But it doesn't help anything. I always have that thing. It doesn't actually help. It doesn't serve you. It doesn't serve you to like curl up in a ball and cry your eyes out or to have a hissy fit, you know? It doesn't actually help the situation. What helps the situation is if you can keep a cool, calm mind, keep compassionate, be adaptable, go with the flow, figure things out, make the best of every situation, see how you can help, see how you can be of service, see how you can elevate the situation, see how you can keep your own spirits up. This is what matters. Because if each of us does that, actually we really can overcome anything. And that includes the low-level unexpected things as well as this very kind of high-level unexpected things. This is a moment in which you're called upon to do that. And I would just urge you, and I'm sure you're doing this, and this is why I'm sitting here recording this. I was really like, I'm not going to record this right now because my life, it's just been so busy this past week moving house. And then, of course, my child is now off school for the next 3 weeks because of the coronavirus. And I have my two-year-old and just everything going on. I was just like, oh, I have no time to do this. But then I thought, I really have to, because I'm so grateful to each of you who does listen to these podcasts. It means so much to me. It's my way of connecting with people and sharing things and hopefully contributing in a positive way to your path. And this is the thing for each of us. We get to choose what we put into our brains right now. We can choose to watch the news 24 hours a day and get freaked out and listen to all the fear mongering and get into that panic state and rush to the supermarket and buy all the toilet paper, you know, even though we don't need it. We won't need it. Or, you know, we can choose to be calm, to surround ourselves with positive energy as much as possible, to listen to things that uplift us, to listen to things that empower us, to look at things that make us feel like we will overcome this, not to give in to fear, because it's really true that there is nothing to be afraid of but fear. Fear is the enemy in this situation. Fear is always the enemy. Whatever you are doing, fear is the enemy. And so I think, like, even if you're choosing to completely self-quarantine, to completely self-isolate at this point, whatever you are doing, or you're choosing to do it, you know, to a more moderate degree, I just feel, just be clear and make sure that your energy is love, you know, is compassion, is kindness. That if you're staying home, you're not doing it from a sense of fear, but from a sense of protecting other people, protecting yourself, an empowered sense of being in control of your life and your destiny. Because you are, because we all are. And I think that when we cave into that fear, we lose that power. We become disempowered. Fear wins. I see this all the time for myself, just in much smaller ways in life. And if you follow me on Instagram, you'll know I often post things about the idea that when you're making a film, for instance, you should make it out of love, that you always have a choice about why you're making a decision, and you should always choose things out of love. So you choose to work with a certain actor because you love them and you think they're amazing, not because you're afraid that if you didn't cast them, your film wouldn't get seen anywhere. Fear is just a bad motivator when you're making a movie. When you choose everything from love, when you choose the music because you just love it and it just sounds right. When you choose your script because it's just what you are passionate about. This is when you win. When you do things out of fear, you just always, always lose. So taking that and taking it to this bigger situation that we face right now, I just think, you know, make sure that you're generating your actions out of love. Trust that love will win and that love will guide us through this and that it will help us get to the other side and be better for this. Fear, on the other hand, will not do us any favors ever. It will never, ever help us. So I would love to hear from you guys. I would love to hear how you are coping right now. If there's anything that I can do to support you or help you in this time, please don't hesitate to reach out. I am just, you know, unpacking the boxes. As I say, I think like moving house is kind of a socially isolating experience anyway, because you're just, you know, you're just, you have to be home, right? Just doing the thing, getting organized. So here I am. That's what I'm doing. Next week, I'll be back to talking about more normal things, hopefully, and we will just crack on. I've seen tons of people on the social medias talking about the fact that they're using this time to write things. And I think that's an amazing thing to do, because I think that response to this situation, creativity, is just one of the most powerful things you can engage in. You know, that while you're spending more time alone and spending more time at home, it's a great opportunity to create and to do the projects that you've had and hope to do for a long time. Now's the time to do them. You finally have time, the gift of time. So as I say, I hope you are all keeping well. Please look after yourselves. Please do what it takes to help flatten the curve, as they're saying. And hopefully we will all be out of this soon. In the meantime, I send you huge love and appreciation, and I'll talk to you next week. All right, take care, everybody.